Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Deb Schuler about the Iowa Women in Agriculture 9th Annual Conference. Good morning to you, Deb.
Good morning, LaVon.
How long have you been involved with this conference?
This will be my 6th year.
6 out of 9, you're just stretching it out there. And you have more than one reason to be involved. You're an officer.
Well, as a matter of fact, I am. This is my 4th year as president, and it's been a lot of fun, LaVon.
I'm sure you've met a lot of new people and worked with new organizations, and it's just a grand experience for you and for anybody else who gets involved.
Absolutely. It's a fantastic networking opportunity for any gal across the state of Iowa to come in once a year and get together and share ideas and strategies, and yeah, I look forward to it.
And so when is it? Where is it? And when do people need to register? Some of that basic information.
It is August 4th at the FFA Enrichment Center in Ankeny. And we have a welcome and networking reception the night before August 3rd at Courtyard by Marriott in Ankeny. And as far as registering, you can go online to our website, www.iowawomeninag.org. Or you can stop by the Smith Land Service office here in Atlantic and pick up a brochure, or out at the extension office. They're there as well. So would love to have everybody come.
Do you think that many of the extension offices have these, or just in Cass County?
Quite a few across the state do, but I know you can get them here when you come out to see our local fair.
All right. Good point, Deb. Get that in there. Now, Deb, there does have to be a cost for this because but I know you have lots of sponsors, and we'll talk about them. What is the fee?
The fee is $50, and you can pay in advance via check, or you can register online and just mail the check in, or at the door. If you don't know that you can come, it's a little more expensive, but we still take registrations even that day.
And is there a deadline for the registration?
We'd like to have them in as soon as possible. By about the 28th, 29th of July is helpful for the caterers for a food count.
Yeah. Anybody that's done any planning knows you really need those numbers, or at least a close number, before the day arrives. So the Iowa Women in Agriculture Conference in Ankeny, what are some of the topics this year? I know you always try to be kind of on the cutting edge and just practical information also. So what are some of the topics?
Well, I think marketing is going to be very interesting and very challenging for us this year, LaVon, with tighter margins and some late plannings out and around. We have Mike Pearson from the television program Market to Market. He's going to be starting off our day, and we've got some great ag advocacy session. Over the lunch hour, we have Pam Johnson and Julie Kenny helping us with that. And, of course, big data and drones. That's a topic that I am not so up to speed on, so I'm very much looking forward to Matt Darr and Christine Tigran telling us about that. And when I talked about marketing being important, our financing strategies will be as well. We have Angie Trepto with Farm Credit Services of America. She does a fantastic job. I can't wait to see what she has to recommend for us.
So it seems to me you have some really basic, practical kinds of things in terms of the marketing. And then you're sort of out there. You know, we keep hearing on TV and seeing things and so on about drones, and you have a presentation about drones. Are we really talking about those things that fly around out there?
We are really talking about those things that fly around out there and how we can use them to help scout our crops and all sorts of things that you and I can't even probably envision. But they're out there and they're coming, so it'll be good to know about it.
It's good to hear that there's some really practical, useful kinds of things. Sometimes we hear the kind of negative thing. So, yeah, these can be very good for us. Now, this is a Women in Agriculture Conference. Do you ever have any men attend?
Yes, we do. We've had a few men come each year, and they've enjoyed themselves also. So, yeah, we welcome men as well.
Well, it seems to me that most of those successful farms, or many, I shouldn't say most, many are partnerships.
Absolutely. We see a lot of the gals that attend make a lot of the decisions, or at least partner on the decisions that are being made on the family farm. And a lot of agribusiness women attend that have lead roles there as well.
Okay. So good, practical, useful information. Now, I notice you do have a keynote speaker you might want to mention at the end of the day.
Well, we saved. We're very fortunate to have the Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds come and speak, and we're just thrilled. She opened up our conference 3 years ago, but she only had about 10 minutes that day. So we're having her for an entire hour, and we just can't wait.
All right. Kind of put the frosting on the cake, so to speak, I think. Now, you mentioned when we were talking about time and what the date and so on, the pre-conference, and what happens there?
Well, at our welcome and networking reception, it's just exactly that, an opportunity to get together with the ladies from across the entire state, and some come from other states as well, and share ideas and what we've been doing and what we're working on. And we have a fabulous opportunity this year. Owner Gene Grobum of Jasper Winery in Des Moines is coming and giving a presentation, so about winemaking and how they got started and value-added agriculture. So, yeah.
Maybe a little tasting?
Definitely. There is definitely going to be some wine tasting that night.
Okay. You can't talk about wine and not have some wine tasting. So that sounds like a really fun thing, a good way to kind of maybe relax and get ready to get all motivated during the next day.
Absolutely. The fee includes the evening before, the appetizers and the wine, and it includes the continental breakfast that morning and the lunch and all the food for the breaks too. So registration is at 8 a.m. and 7:15 to 8 a.m. and we actually get started about 8:30 and run clear through to 5 o'clock, so it'll be a fast full day, but well worth a gal's time to come out.
You bet. Now, looking at the program and knowing you have all of this food and all these sorts of things, $50 is really inexpensive, and I'm guessing it maybe doesn't cover the whole cost.
It does not cover the whole cost. If we were to charge what it took to cover the whole cost, a lot of people wouldn't be able to afford to come. But fortunately, we have great sponsors like Farm Credit Services of America, DuPont Pioneer, Iowa Pork Producers, Iowa Farm Bureau Federation, Iowa Bankers Association, Iowa Soybean Association, and Iowa Corn Growers Association that help us defray the expenses, so we're able to offer all of this for just $50. Mm-hmm.
Deb, so you've been into this 6 years. As you look back, I'm going to have you kind of think about, you know, what are some of the things that made a difference to you in terms of attending and being an officer? How has that affected you?
Well, it's given me a great opportunity to meet so many gals from across the state that I never would have had an opportunity to meet otherwise, LaVon. Our paths just would never have crossed. And then I've learned so much from the different presenters over the year. I've always taken home something that we've been able to apply to our own farming operation and things that I could discuss with my husband that I wouldn't have felt comfortable maybe discussing otherwise, because I wouldn't have felt I knew enough about it. Mm-hmm. So that was great to come home with some of those ideas, and we've implemented a few of those along the way. Mm-hmm. So that's been just the icing on the cake.
Mm-hmm. Now, farming can be a very challenging profession. You know, I grew up on a farm, but I've often said I don't think that I could live on a farm, be a farmer's wife, be a farmer. There's just so many risks. So hopefully this kind of thing really gets you into gear.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of risk management tools being covered that day. So it really gives us some ideas moving forward in maybe some a little more challenging times on what we can do to stay on top of this industry and all the changes and to look forward to moving forward.
Yes. Always changes. You have to be prepared. So, Deb, let's again tell people how they can register, when they need to register. You know, let's get people registered.
Yes, you can stop into our office at Smith Land Service Company, 10 West 6th Street in Atlantic, and pick up a brochure, or you can go online to our website, and that's www.iowawomeninag.org. And it's August 4th, which is a Tuesday, at the FFA Enrichment Center in Ankeny. It's a full day, so show up from 7:15 to 8 to register, and we'll have homemade muffins and goodies for breakfast there. And then Mike Pearson will get us kicked off for the day, and we'll have a nice lunch, and Lieutenant Governor will wrap things up for us, and of course come in Monday night and hear Gene Grobin from Jasper Winery talk about winemaking, and we'll have some hors d'oeuvres and some wine tasting there as well. So it'll be a full full Monday and Tuesday.
Make some new friends, get some new ideas. We want to thank you very much, Deb Schuler, for visiting with us about the Iowa Women in Agriculture 9th Annual Conference. And this may apply to some of the things that you have. Put valuables in a safe place, but not so safe that you cannot find them later.